In this video, I'm going to demonstrate how to add a reference using the visual editor. So here I'm on the article that I would like to add a citation to, so I can click edit in the top right hand corner. This opens up the visual editor. Now once I'm here, this is the paragraph that I would like to cite, so I click at the very end of that last sentence, which is where I want to add the citation. Now I can go up here and click on this little book with a bookmark type thing in it, and if I hover over it, it'll say reference. And this will open up the reference dialog. Now if I wanted to, I could just type in the reference text here in, you know, MLA or APA format, but I actually prefer to use the citation templates, which will format this for me. So if I click on this puzzle piece, it will open the template editor, and I can choose the template that I would like to use. So all of our citation templates begin with cite, and then once you type in that, you'll have a couple of options. These top four here are our most common. I'm personally citing an academic journal right now, so that's the one that I'm going to use, but they're all relatively similar. So I can click add template, and I will be given a list of parameters that I can add. So first I want to add the author's last name. So I click on that and get a box where I can type in the author's name. Once I've done that, I can click back to the template in the left-hand corner and add more parameters. So first name, it's just an initial in this case, but that's okay. It will also give some suggestions of required fields, so in this case the source date. I only know the year, but that's okay. Source title here. I would also like to add the journal name. Let's also do the DOI. I'm just going to copy and paste it. You can enter the page names if you'd like. You should only enter the page names where the actual article appears. Don't just enter the number of pages in the source. Alright, so I think that's enough for now. So I can click Apply Changes, and it will show what the template's going to appear like in this box. So I'm satisfied with that. I can click Insert Reference. And then you'll see the little number 7 appear up here. So now I can save the page, just add a summary. And it will save. And now you can see that the number 7 reference has appeared in the references section with the appropriate superscript right here. Now if you want to use that same citation again, you can again click edit. And now I also want to use this same document to cite the techniques section here. So again, I place my cursor at the end of the sentence that I want to cite and click again on the reference button. And now at the bottom I can click on Use an Existing Reference, and you'll see a list of all the references in the article, and you can just click on one that you'd like to add. And you'll see here that it adds the number 7 again, right after this section. So I can click Save Page, add an edit summary, and save the page. and you'll see that number 7 appears here and here, and down here you'll see that there's an A and a B, which indicates that it's been cited twice.